Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Sky Manifest by Brian Panhuysen, narrated by Graham Winton. The author begins with two epigraphs. The first is a quote from a letter to Theo van Gogh by Vincent van Gogh, written on July the 9th, 1888. "Why, I ask myself, should the shining dots of the sky not be as accessible as the black dots on the map of France? If we take the train to get to Tarascon or Rouen, we take death to reach a star. One thing undoubtedly true in this reasoning is this, that while we are alive, we cannot get to a star any more than when we are dead, we can take the train." The second quote that opens this novel is from the song On the Rocks by Loudon Wainwright III. "I kissed the hat-check girl. It was the end of the world." And now, The Sky Manifest.
December 21st. In the distance, a dome of white radiance, strange monument in the black of a solstice night. It shimmers beneath cloud and swirling snow, perched atop a cyclone pulsing red and blue. Snowflakes swarm in the car's headlights like stars, like flies, and the highway is a rift gouged from the rolling farmland by the blades of snowplows. The husky thrum of the tires plying the road's slush, seatbelt intersecting my breastbone as I crane forward, staring into the light. An ambulance overtakes us. Strobes, as it retreats into the distance, illuminate the falling snow, forging above the vehicle a multi-hued halo. "Something bad ahead," she says. My eyes remain fixed on that light. I can still taste her mouth, eggnog and brandy. "Yes," I reply. "Looks like we'll drive right past it." "I think you're right." But of course, we don't. Chapter 1. Nathan pulled the car onto the narrow shoulder. He drew from beneath his seat a spiral-bound notebook, plucked a pencil from the steel coil. Every few seconds, the wipers swept across the windscreen, cleansing away a spatter of rain. He wrote quickly, trying to capture the scene before it transformed, as it always did, as it already had. October 5th. Plump cloud cruising westward across China blue sky, churned from the ruffled face of the Atlantic, summoned by the howl of an autumnal...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?